went to see my physician. He said, you're definitely ill. Then said the nurse, I've seen worse, and the doctor just gave me a pill. Take one of those three times a day, don't ever stop until you're nearly dead or almost. Better keep out of the reach of children. The thing is, there might be some side effects. You mean there probably will? Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, 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 on top of that. And then he showed me his bill. I popped another pill.
Welcome to When Your Health Matters. Your host is Dr. Richard Huntoon of Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in the Hudson Valley in Newburgh. Dr. Huntoon has been practicing alternative health, utilizing chiropractic and many other alternative health techniques for the past 27 years to support you when your health matters. It's his intention to offer practical advice every week for you to consider and apply in your own life to make your life and the lives of your family and friends healthier and happier. And when you have questions, he'll give you resources to get your health-related questions answered from Doc Rick himself or another expert from the show. Being empowered to make positive health choices before a problem arises is the best way to approach health. And he promises to have information for you every week that will allow you to become proactive and empowered to take control of your health and your life. Doc Rick is grateful you're tuned in today, and your journey will begin after our first commercial break from our generous sponsor.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
I'm here with Bruce Bagan of B&B Pool and Spa Center. We're talking about making home pools and spas green.
As always, it's great speaking with you, Jimmy.
You are the exclusive pool builder that offers the IntelliPool and IntelliSpa.
Jimmy, green is about more than just energy. It's about safety and cleanliness as well.
What makes up an Intelli system?
As far as what's green, it includes a programmable IntelliFlow pump with its built-in shutoff feature that meets New York and New Jersey's requirements for new pools. We use heat pumps that reduce heating costs. We offer solar heating as well. For those people who wish to reduce or eliminate chemicals in the pool, we can install a system that makes their water virtually chemical-free.
Thanks for informing our listeners, Bruce. If you need to contact a pool professional about your pool, call B&B Pool and Spa Center, 787 Chestnut Ridge Road in Chestnut Ridge, and on the web at bbpoolandspa.com, or call 800-594-2137. That's bbpoolandspa.com, 800-594-2137.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Welcome to this week's show, When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. We are located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park, that is in Pooler, Georgia. We're in Suite 404 of Building 400. The best way to get a hold of me if you have a question or a concern or need to talk about your health or maybe a family member's health is to call my cell phone directly. That is the one that comes with me everywhere I go. I will typically be the one who answers that phone. So if you have a question, a concern, want to talk about something related to your health or a family member's health, please call me directly at area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. That phone does not receive texts, so please don't try to text it because you'll never get a response from me, and I don't want you to get upset with me because I never responded to a text that I never received. So if you want to use the texting type method, you can send me an email to my inbox directly at docrick@spineboy.com. That's docrick@spineboy.com. And it would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding with the concerns that you have regarding your health. Now, truth be told, the health in our country isn't getting better. The health in our country is getting worse. We got to prepay for our health care that kind of just kicks the can down the road and puts us on a treadmill of treatment without ever addressing the underlying reason for it. We get lifetime medications, whether it's heart disease, whether it's blood pressure, whether it's cholesterol, whether it's diabetes, whether it's autoimmune disease, whether it's whatever your specific health issue is. And they put us on these lifetime medications, and the person doesn't get better over time. The person actually gets worse over time. But I guess the good news from a medical perspective is you don't feel worse simply because the medication is masking whatever issue that you have. Now, my perspective is you should never mask an issue. You should actually deal with the issue. And so in my life, I try to confront everything that goes out of balance within me, and I try to address it head on. And when you take care of the why something's happening, whatever you have seems to go away totally on its own. And so that's the methodology that I use in my office. Treat the why, and then the what will go away. And so I come to you every week on this show called When Your Health Matters. You get to decide when your health matters. It's yours. You should be in charge of it. And when your health does matter and you want some help that doesn't involve all the drugs and surgeries, I wish you would give me an opportunity to help you out. And the man that helps me do this show every week, he's in studio with me. His name is Mark Sabin. He's a very close personal friend. He's an interfaith minister that actually was the officiant in my wedding. So he's got a strong connection to me and my family, and we appreciate Mark for all the wonderful things that he does. And we want to say welcome, Mark, and welcome to When Your Health Matters.
Well, thank you, Doc Rick. And, you know, since you mentioned the fact that I was there and was able to officiate your wedding, which is really an affair of love, and love we associate with the heart. And today I wanted to talk to you about heart health.
Look at you weaving things in there. That's very nice.
Thank you. And, you know, we're in the summer now, and this is in the tradition of Chinese five-element theory. That means that this is one of the fire months, and it's a hot time of year, so that kind of makes sense. So can you tell us a little bit of how the element of fire relates to the heart and why those two things are associated together?
Absolutely. Fire is very hot, and it's very expansive. And so in the heat of summer, where the energy is expanding, everything is about breath, if you will. Expansion and contraction. And mm-hmm. So we have the expansion that goes on from the end of February all the way through the heat of summer, and then it kind of closes down again, and we have that expansion and contraction. And so here we are in the month of July, and this is the high heat of summer, and it relates to the fire element. And the fire element in the Chinese five-element theory has to do with the small intestine, which we talked about last month.
Right.
Has to do primarily with the heart. So the small intestine and the heart are the primary organs associated with the fire element. And then you got some subprimary organs and glands, which are your adrenal glands, your thyroid gland, and your reproductive or endocrine system.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so looking in the month of July, we want to focus on heart health because this is when the energy is highest in the heart, and we want to make sure that we address that appropriately.
And we in the West consider the heart to be probably the most important of the organs. That doesn't really align with what the Chinese think.
No, the heart is just a glorified pump.
Uh-huh.
But you need a good water pump in your car if your car is going to run, so it's not like it's an irrelevant part of the engine. It's a very mm-hmm. vital part of the engine. But at the end of the day, what the heart serves as far as an organ goes is it receives blood from the extremities and the body that's bringing back carbon dioxide and waste products mm-hmm. They come through the right side of the heart before they get pumped out to the lungs so that we can get rid of the excess carbon dioxide by exhaling out. And then we breathe in and we take the oxygen that's coming in and we attach it to the blood. And then that blood goes back to the heart so that it can go from the left atrium down through the left ventricle and then gets pumped out to the whole rest of the body. So the heart's got two upper chambers and it's got two lower chambers. And the upper chambers are called atriums and the lower chambers are called ventricles. And you have a closed nervous system associated with the heart made up of the sinoatrial node, which is where all heart impulses originate. Then they feed through a bunch of nerves that go to the atrioventricular node that causes contraction between the atriums and the ventricles. And then it leaves down a system of fibers known as the Purkinje system, and that infiltrates the whole rest of the heart. So the upper part of the heart contracts first, then you send the signal from that sinoatrial node to the atrial ventricular node, and then that spreads out through the whole heart. So you got the upper half of the heart and then the lower half of the heart, and you get this lub-dub kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the doors between the chambers opening and closing, depending upon if you're filling with blood or if you're squeezing blood out and pumping it out to the lungs or to the rest of the body.
Well, it's interesting because really the heart then is in charge of sending all the nutrients out everywhere into the body. But also on the path back, it takes all the things that need to go out of the body and it takes them and delivers them where they need to go to be
right for
excreted.
Excretion. And so we got three external filters, your lungs, mm-hmm. large intestine, and skin. And that's what keeps things from getting into the body. And then once they get into the body, you got your three internal filters, your liver, your kidneys, and your spleen. And those are the things that filter the internal things that are circulating around through the blood, whether they're liquid wastes or solid wastes. Liquid wastes, obviously, are kidney, and solid wastes are your intestinal system.
I mean, but the, you know, because we talk so much about the fact that nutrition is such an important aspect of all areas of health. And the fact is that in order for anything to get from the outside world into your body, it has to cross over the barriers between your intestinal tract and get into your bloodstream. Once in your bloodstream, that's when it goes into the mechanism that's controlled by the heart.
Correct.
So this is why, because you spend a lot of time talking about the importance of nutrition and things like that and how they impact every health issue is related to that.
Right. All health issues are a lack of proper ingredients to maintain the integrity of how the body should function.
Mm-hmm.
So all health issues are nutritional deficiency diseases.
Right. So when you're talking about something where the heart is not functioning, like a heart condition and the blood's not feeding properly to the heart,
you could have an arrhythmia.
An arrhythmia.
Okay, where the rhythm of the heart is out of balance. And so the upper part of the body is, or the upper part of the heart isn't in sync with the lower part of the heart. And you can get flutters and you can get fibrillations and those sorts of things. And that's an internal electrical issue within the heart. And we want to make sure that the nutrients that help to support that electrical system, which primarily are whole food B vitamins.
So how would it be, because you hear somebody that has a valve that has to be replaced or something, leaky valve, something like that, how would that be a nutritional deficiency? That sounds like a mechanical deficiency.
Well, it is a mechanical deficiency that results from a nutritional imbalance. So picture the room that we're in. It's a mm-hmm. it's a rectangular room. And so we got the lower corner behind you, and we have the upper corner up above behind me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And if you were to take the lower corner from your vantage point and twist it to the right, and I was to take the upper corner and twist it from my vantage point also to the right,
mm-hmm.
do you think the door to get in and out of this room would close properly?
It would not close properly.
It would not. So what regulates that functionally, nutritionally, mm-hmm. are your B vitamins. And when the heart becomes deficient in B vitamins, the heart is going to twist on itself. It's going to contract on itself in an effort to conserve energy, conserve nutrients, and the doors are no longer going to close properly. And when they don't close properly for a long enough period of time, the body lays down calcium on those dysfunctional doors,
mm-hmm.
okay? And you get plaquing on the doors of the, you know, the sino, the valves that are sitting between the atriums and the ventricles.
And that plaquing is what we call cholesterol, right?
It's basically, it is made up of cholesterol, and that cholesterol is an attempt by the body to solve the damaged area by supporting it and strengthening it with mm-hmm. this white waxy plaquing type. It's like the kind of plaque that you get on your teeth. If you go get your teeth cleaned regularly, then you don't necessarily have a lot of buildup. But if you don't get your teeth cleaned regularly, then a piece of that plaque could break off, and you realize that it's hard and it's like grains of salt or sand or what have you, and it's you know, those same kinds of things can happen within the
inside the veins,
inside the heart itself,
inside the heart. Wow.
So we want to make sure that the blood is pumping efficiently, because if it's pooling in the lower chambers longer than it should, potentially what the doctors, cardiologists will tell you is that you could start getting clots within that, and then you pump that clot from the right ventricle to the lungs, and you can get an emboli in your lungs. Or you can get, if it's pumping from the left ventricle out to the body, then you could get some level of stroke somewhere out. Potentially in your brain, because 60% of the blood that leaves your heart goes to the brain. And when that little thing that broke off within the system
mm-hmm.
gets to a pipe that goes from being a big pipe, smaller, 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 when it gets to the point where it can't fit through the pipe anymore,
it blocks it.
It blocks it off and shuts it off, and if that's going to your brain, you're cutting off circulation to the brain, which is causing the brain tissue to die. Okay, that's a stroke. If you get the same circumstance within the heart itself, mm-hmm. that's going to lead to a heart attack. Okay, if you get the same thing down in your calves, okay, you get a deep vein thrombosis, okay, or a DVT kind of thing. You know, that happens sometimes when people get on planes, et cetera.
Right.
And so it's not a question of, it's the same problem, it's just affecting the body in a different way, and the mechanism is always the same.
So, and essentially that's like a clotting procedure of your blood that is getting into there, or is it the plaque itself that's...
It could be a combination of both.
Or a combination.
Okay, and that's why we want to make sure that the heart is functioning efficiently, because we don't want the components within the blood to stagnate too long to where they will start to have clotting occur, which leads to a clot within the system, which is only going to create problems.
So and so that was a great explanation for talking about how these things begin nutritionally and then become a mechanical problem with the heart, because you hear so much about blocked arteries and things like that. But those blocked arteries are, again, that accumulation of the cholesterol that's trying to repair the damage
associated with eating all the crap food.
Right, because the crap food ends up...
And so realistically, as a summary, just mm-hmm. to help the listener understand what's what, is we just actually discussed and completely handled heart disease.
That was a pretty simple conversation.
Very simple conversation. So to reiterate, okay, mm-hmm. when you don't have enough proper nutrients in your system, your body tries to compensate and conserve what it has because it's not sure it's going to get more. When it becomes specifically your B vitamins, which sugar, eating refined processed sugar into the system, depletes the body of B vitamins.
Why?
Because you need B vitamins in order to process sugar. So if you're eating a diet high in refined sugar, where mm-hmm. all the B vitamins that should be in the sugar that nature produced, when you're eating a stripped-down version of sugar, the white sugar that you can buy, et cetera, that's non-organic, that's mm-hmm. been processed, okay? When you eat that in high quantities, like drinking soda or
right.
Sprinkle it in on your cornflakes or all the foods that have been completely refined and processed that are high in sugar content, well, that's going to cause your body to burn all of its B vitamins.
To digest and assimilate.
To process the sugar. Mm-hmm. The challenge is when you become deficient in B vitamins, then the opening and closing and the normal function and structure of the heart starts to distort. And we talked about the twisting in opposite
right.
directions that don't allow the doors to close properly. And then you get the plaquing in an effort to repair and shore up the area that is
to get the door to close.
Too much abuse because uh-huh. it's not closing properly. And then you got the basis for heart disease. And it all starts with eating too much sugar, taking an antibiotic, which depletes your body's ability to absorb B vitamins because you don't have the bacteria necessary to do that. And so, I mean, realistically for me, not for uh-huh. nothing, but the American Heart Association has spent billions and trillions of dollars over the last 60 or 70 years in an effort to come up with heart disease. And for the practitioners that are similar to me and have been doing it longer than I have, heart disease isn't an issue. But guess what? We're not the traditional methodology for going and taking care of your health. And so some of my mentors and some of my colleagues that do the same kind of stuff that I do, there's a doctor, Bruce West, who puts out a newsletter from the West Coast, and it's all about clinical nutrition. And he talks about the solution for heart disease and has for the 25 years that I've received his newsletter.
And we were able to have that whole conversation in probably about 5 minutes to talk about what heart disease is and how to
address it.
How to address it.
Right.
That's pretty amazing because, I mean, I can't even imagine how many millions and maybe billions of dollars are being
trillions of dollars
spent
are being
on
spent.
Heart research for heart disease.
Right.
And it's the number two killer, I think, now.
Right. Well, the number one killer is nobody wants to acknowledge. That's medical intervention.
Medical intervention.
Okay, but the number one thing that they are willing to acknowledge is heart disease.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it's like, all right, so if that's the number one killer in our country, how come we're no closer to a solution that doesn't involve medication than we were back in the 1950s?
And the problem's getting worse and worse.
Right, because we're not interested in solving problems. We're interested in treating them. If we treat them, then we get to stay in business and we get to make a lot of money. If we solve them, then we put ourselves out of business and then we don't have that problem anymore.
Well, but in point of fact, I don't think anybody even in your position needs to be worried, because I think that you're not going to be going out of business because people are still going to have health problems. It's
right,
just,
but
it's
at
just
the
part
end of the
being
day,
alive.
My job is to teach people how to not have health problems, because there's 7.4 billion
people
on this planet. I'm pretty sure I'm not going to see all of them in my career, but I'm never going to run out of potential patients.
Correct.
And so when somebody listening decides that they want to end the BS associated with going to the doctor for tests, have to go back to get the results, then getting referred to a specialist and having more tests and more results and then getting put on medication, and then the side effects of that medication doesn't make me feel well, so the doctor says, we'll come back in, we'll see if there's another medication, but we're going to have to monitor your blood, so you got to go back and get more blood work. And just the whole minutia that goes along in our healthcare system is designed to generate money for the healthcare system and is designed to put the rest of us in debt as a result of the bills that come up associated with
right.
it. I want to put an end to that.
Well, I think that, you know, that what you are really speaking to is that person who is out there who's listening to this show, who wants to sit there and turn their health around and wants to become a healthy person rather than a person that's dealing with a lot of sickness or a lot of health issues.
Right. And my hope is that those people who are listening are starting to get an education, because that's where it all starts anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You need to get a proper education and proper understanding of what your circumstance is. And a good majority of the time, based upon the patients that come to me after they've been to their medical doctor, every one of them says the exact same thing. Dr. Rick, my medical doctor didn't teach me this. How is it that you know this, but they don't? And it's not a question of them knowing it or not knowing it. Of course they know it. They just don't have the time to sit down with you knee to knee, face to face, you know, and explain these things in terms that you understand. Why? Because they have a practice to run, and it's based upon how many people they can see in an hour and how many they can, you know, run through as quickly as possible. And it's always interesting. I have patients that, you know, they have good healthcare insurance. But in order for them to activate their healthcare insurance, they got to go see their primary medical doctor and get a referral. And I'll say to them, listen, you can take the information that I've given you and go back to your medical doctor and then go get this evaluation at let's say, an x-ray place or an MRI or a CAT scan or what have you, or blood work or what have you. And they'll say, you know what? That's just going to be more problems than it's worth. So write me a script and I'll go see if I can get this done. And what's interesting is sometimes the facilities that do these evaluations, even though they have a properly executed requisition from a licensed healthcare professional, they'll be like, well, who's your primary care doctor? I can only accept a referral from a primary care doctor. And then it's like, okay, so they're forcing them into the insurance. So I had a patient who needed an MRI pretty quickly because she was in pretty severe pain, but she wasn't going to go through the 5 weeks it was going to take to go through this whole process to get approval so that she could go have an MRI. So I said, walk in there, tell them you don't have insurance, you want to buy an MRI so that you can have the MRI done because you're in pain. And the girls behind the front desk had no idea what to do with that. Because they're so used to asking for their insurance card, and they have no idea. So what are you? You're a self-pay? Yeah, our system isn't set up for self-pay. So what does the MRI cost? Well, it depends. What insurance do you have?
Right.
And it's like, no, it has nothing to do with insurance. Sell me an MRI. Let me buy an MRI for, I don't know, I'll give you $1,000 cash. Take the picture of me, give me a report, and let me go back to my doctor and get on with it. But no.
That's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
No, it's not going to happen.
It's just wrong.
Now, focusing back on the heart health, there are two, the blood is pumped out of the heart and the blood is pumped back in to the heart, right?
Correct.
The return. Most of the heart problems that people have is actually getting the blood back to the heart. It's not about pumping it out, is it?
Right.
Is
there's
that right?
There's a thing called gravity. Mm-hmm. Which causes blood when the valves in your blood vessels, the veins themselves, don't work adequately to return the blood to the right side of the heart. Or maybe the right side of the heart isn't pumping well enough to receive the blood. I mean, circulation is a closed circuit, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You pump, it's all inside the same system, okay? You pump blood from the heart to the lungs, from the lungs back to the heart, from the heart out to the body, from the body back to the heart.
Mm-hmm.
It's all part of the same system. So if the oxygenated blood is going out from the lungs to the heart, from the heart to the body, and then the non-oxygenated blood is pumped from the body to the heart, from the heart to the lungs to recycle that and start over again, okay, there's a thing called gravity, and there's a thing called being out of shape, and the blood vessels in your heart and in your vascular system aren't responding the way that they're supposed to, and they get lazy, and they have a tendency to sag, and then what happens? Blood pools in your lower extremities.
You have the swollen ankles.
You get the swollen ankles. Or if you have right-sided heart failure, you're going to get swollen ankles. And so when a person has swollen ankles, you want to evaluate a couple of things. You want to evaluate kidneys, and are they getting rid of and excreting their fluids efficiently? But you also want to evaluate the right side of the heart to see, does the heart receive blood in a timely fashion in a normal way so that it doesn't back up?
And I know from my the work that I do with Tai Chi that the Chinese say that the legs are the second heart. And if the legs are in shape, because the pumping action of the heart is one thing, but even the veins themselves have the ability to pump and squeeze and move blood back. And because they're going one direction, it's a one-way system.
Correct.
Right? The arteries go one way, the veins go the other way. So you want to get that. You want to keep moving the blood back into the heart so that it can cycle through the whole body. As you say, it's a closed system.
Correct.
That's why when you cut yourself, you've created a leak in the system and you bleed and your blood stops when it coagulates.
Correct.
This is a very, very interesting conversation, Doc Rick. We need to take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, I want to talk to you some more about heart health and what people can do to improve their heart health.
Absolutely, but please listen to this commercial from our generous sponsor. You're listening to the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Do you have health concerns? Are you or a loved one struggling with a health condition that has you worried? Worried it might get worse? Worried you will never be able to do the things you love anymore? Worried your life is slowly slipping away? Do you have a chronic pain condition? Do you have a specific health concern? Do you have concerns about your child's health? Do you want to learn about health and wellness? If you said yes to any of these questions, you need to go to spineboy.com. Spineboy.com is your information center for all your health concerns and how to restore and improve your health to its highest level. Spineboy.com has over 1,000 articles on different health concerns. Spineboy.com will inform you about your health concerns and what you can do without all the harmful medications and invasive surgeries. If you would like to restore and improve your health, go to Spineboy.com. 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 Naturally.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you are listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. We are located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park. That is in Pooler, Georgia. We are in Suite 404 of Building 400. Best way to get a hold of me if you have a question or a concern or want to talk about your health specifically, or maybe a family member's health, would be to call my cell phone. My cell phone has a different area code because of where I originally practiced up in New York. But the area code is area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. Or you can email me directly at docrick, D-O-C-R-I-C-K, at spineboy.com. Please don't text my phone because I will never get them and I will never respond, and I don't want to get you frustrated over the fact that you think I don't respond. I respond to everybody as long as you communicate with me in the ways that I'm asking you to communicate with me. Call my cell phone, leave a message, I'll call you back. Send me an email, leave me a message, and I will email you back. And so today, Mark and I, we've been talking about heart health and the heart of the matter and making sure that your heart is doing its job the way that it's supposed to, and I'm sure you have more questions for
me. Well, I wanted to get into something that you had mentioned in the first segment, which was the problems that are created by the amount of sugar that's being consumed by us in our diets. And it seems that that's the primary enemy, but we've been told that the primary enemy for many, many years has been too much fat. So could we talk a little bit about the difference between there are good fats, there are fats that are not good for you, but then there's this whole the sugar debate.
Yeah, and so at the end of the day, we've been given a big fat lie about how bad fat is for us. We need fat in order to make fuel, in order to make hormones, in order for our body to function properly. But we need real fat. We don't need synthesized fat or the body making a type of fat as a result of too much sugar and not being able to burn that sugar. When your body gets too much sugar, it's going to deplete you of B vitamins for sure. which is going to affect how your heart functions. Mm-hmm. And what that's going to happen is it's going to create some level of deficiencies in your B vitamins and how your body processes food. Okay, and when you got all that crap carbohydrates in your system, okay, that's going to create the basis of inflammation. And when you have inflammation within your system, your body's going to do something in order to repair the damage associated with that inflammation, and that's where plaquing comes in. And so what we want to appreciate that is if people are able to eat real food, which is harder and harder and harder for people to do, and mm-hmm. if people have an efficient microbiome that's going to allow them to absorb and assimilate that food efficiently, and you get rid of the sugar, which disrupts the microbiome and also hinders your body's ability to absorb B vitamins and actually depletes your body of B vitamins, then you're going to set yourself up for heart disease. And at the end of the day, we want to make sure that people aren't growing heart disease.
So in terms of fats, you said they're good fats. So what are the good fats? How would you know that what you're ingesting is a good fat?
Well, if it's an actual fat, not a synthesized fat, if it's like the fat that you get from animal flesh or the fat that you get from fish oil and fish or the fat that you get from nuts, seeds, and those kinds
of
things, olive oil, those kinds of things, those fats are real fats.
Would butter be considered a real fat?
Butter is considered a real fat. Now,
whereas
when you get into the artificial fats,
uh-huh.
the trans fats, okay, when you get into the margarines, when you get into the oleo, when you get into the no longer extra virgin olive oil, but the extra light olive oil, okay, what you've done is you've denatured the fat the way nature would want you to have it. And what that's going to do is that's going to cause your body to produce some level of response to it. Now, All bad cholesterol is a measurement of the amount of damage that you're creating to your body based upon your diet, based upon the lack of proper ingredients, and based upon your body's response to those lack of proper ingredients. So when you have a high low-density lipoprotein or a high LDL cholesterol, and the doctor says we need to put you on statin medications, mm-hmm. okay, no, you need to change your diet so that you're not putting so much crap in there, and that crap is what's causing your body to produce excess amounts of, quote, bad cholesterol to repair the damage of not having the ingredients that the body needs because you're eating crap food.
Now, one of the things that this is a little off this topic directly, but one of the things that I've noticed is that animals, when they are ill, will stop eating, and they basically go into sort of a fasting mode.
Right.
And that the body does a pretty good job of healing itself when it's not obliged to try to digest all this food. So when you're, especially if you're eating a lot of crap food, where you're having a lot of food that's really hard for your body to assimilate, can it be beneficial to stop the eating process for a day or 2 days or something like that?
Oh, absolutely. You know, feed a cold, starve a fever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And when one gets a fever, that indicates they have some level of
inflammation.
So what you don't want to do is you don't want to feed that. Okay. So what's important to appreciate is that when a person has nutritional deficiencies, the body is going to go into a defensive posture. Okay. When you have inflammation because you are suffering from nutritional deficiencies, the body mm-hmm. has to compensate for that inflammation. One of the ways that the body compensates for that is by making bad cholesterol to repair the damage caused by eating the completely refined and processed foods. If you put real food in your body won't have any issues. Your body will self-regulate itself, and you'll find that you probably don't eat that much as a result because mm-hmm. you're getting enough of the ingredients from the real food. If you're eating the completely refined and processed food, you're not getting any substance. And the body says, okay, you're giving me air, so to speak, and I need actual fuel if I'm going to make this body function. So guess what? It keeps craving whatever it is that it's not getting.
Keeps telling you, I'm still hungry.
I'm still hungry. And so if you're putting the crap ingredients in there that have been stripped of all the nutritional value, are you going to solve that hunger issue?
Not really, because
right.
you're still
so
not getting nutrition.
Now, the calories that you're consuming in the empty foods that you're eating, what are known as empty calories, guess what happens to those empty calories?
Well, you would think they would just get eliminated, but they don't. They get stored.
They get stored, okay? They can't get eliminated because they can't get burned because there's no actual fuel associated with them. So your body is very conservative. It's going to take what it has, and it's going to save it for a rainy day. That's what fat stores are. That's all the storage that you've done for a rainy day. Mm-hmm. The challenge is we need to teach your body how to have a fire sale and empty out all the rainy day funds, because you're never going to need the rainy day fund. If you just start eating real food and taking good, high-quality whole food supplements, you know about Leslie, et cetera, and I helped this woman who was totally disabled at the age of 29, weighed over 300 pounds. I helped her lose 165 pounds with no exercise, just simply by feeding her body.
Mm-hmm.
And when she fed her body what it needed, it took all of her reserves and threw them out, because she didn't need to hold on to the reserves anymore, because she was getting quality ingredients.
So it's curious that you would think that your body, if it didn't need this stuff, rather than store it, why wouldn't it just eliminate it through your normal digestive process?
Because there's years and years and years and millennia and thousands of years of history, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We are a self-surviving mechanism. And when we used to be hunter-gatherers, or when we used to be cave people and we used to walk the land and look for food sources, etc., we didn't necessarily know how long it was going to be between meals before we could actually fill our belly up again.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we've learned over the years, and when we became civilized and when we get ice box and now refrigerators and now we have storage places within our house, etc., okay, we always want to make sure that our food stores within the house themselves are fully stocked.
Right.
Okay. And it's like my wife and I, we buy enough food for the week. And when it's time to go shopping, you open my refrigerator and there's nothing in there. Why? Because we ate all the food that we bought that was designed for the week.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, so we don't have a lot of storage site going on within our refrigerator. There's only the bare minimums that we need. Yeah, there's some condiments that we're not going to go through as fast as the food itself. But, you know, pretty much we buy food, we eat the food. And we need to go buy more food. When you're the kind of family that you buy a whole bunch of food, and I see people standing in front of me in line where they got, you know, $600, $700, $800 worth of food that they're buying, and I'm just like, Jesus Christ. And the $600, $700, $800 that they have in their shopping cart, 90% of it is crap.
Mm-hmm.
And then they wonder why they have weight management issues, because they're eating a whole bunch of empty calories that the body doesn't have the ingredients in which to burn sufficiently. So what are you doing? If you're not burning, you're storing.
Right.
And that's the obesity epidemic that we have. And when the obesity epidemic affects how the heart functions, then you get heart disease. And that's all a byproduct of sugar and the other things that we talked about earlier, and the B vitamin deficiency, et cetera.
And one of the things that they do that to try to deal with the fact that you build up this plaque and the cholesterol, which is actually your body producing the cholesterol, it's not the same thing as the cholesterol you eat, like from an egg or something like that. Your body's actually making that cholesterol.
Right. Here's the thing. Yes, eggs have cholesterol in them. Why? Because they're a precursor to developing into a chicken. Okay. And the only thing that an egg needs in order to become a chicken is it needs good protein, which is the white of the egg, and it needs the fat associated with the yolk. And those two ingredients inside this shell itself are all the thing that the chick needs in order to grow into a chicken. Okay. Where are the carbohydrates? Well, there are no carbohydrates in an egg. Okay, so do we need the amount of carbohydrates that we get on a regular basis? I'm going to tell you no. Okay, but we're all addicted to the carbohydrates, so, mm-hmm. you know, they find ways to work it in, and they find ways, oh, this is organic corn that we're using, so it's okay for you to eat these corn chips. No, it's not, because it's still going to be empty calories, even if it is organic, and you're not going to be able to burn all of that sugar, and that sugar is going to deplete you of B vitamins, and those B vitamin deficiencies are going to lead to heart disease. And when you got the dysbiosis and you can't absorb the foods, et cetera, and you got the overgrowth of yeast and candida, then now you're going to crave that sugar. And it's just one big, huge, ridiculous cycle that is not that difficult to unwind, but you got all these different specialties, and you got to understand, you're not a bunch of different mm-hmm. organs and glands. You're a person who has a bunch of different organs and glands, and they're all supposed to work like a beautiful symphony. And when they're not working like a beautiful symphony, when you got too much cowbell or when you got too much this or the other mm-hmm. thing, then it doesn't sound right.
Right.
So you need to tune it back in and get your Hun tune up so that you can be back in balance. And it's important for people to appreciate that God never meant for us to be sick. Man created the sickness that we all have. And when you find the right provider that's going to be able to help you understand how to unwind your sickness, then you don't ever need to be sick again.
Wouldn't that be nice?
It would be nice, but the pharmaceutical industry doesn't like that. So they create a whole bunch of conditions and a whole bunch of drugs, and then they advertise us they advertise them to us on the television, and then we go in and we ask our doctor if I need that. Sounds like I need that.
Well, I mean, I keep finding out, you know, if you hear about, well, there's a new condition. I never heard about this condition before, and suddenly now there's another condition.
There is a new condition because they developed a new pharmacological product, and now they want to sell it for a mint, so they're going to create, they're literally going to manifest, they're going to manufacture a condition that isn't really a condition. Remember when they used to talk about there's this new medical condition, and this was a few years back, called PMDD, premenstrual dysphoric dysfunction. And they said right in the commercial, it's not the same as PMS. But if you get weight gain, if you get moodiness, and you get weepy, and you get bloating, okay, there's a good chance that you have PMDD and not PMS, and you need to come get the solution for PMDD. And you know what the solution for PMDD was? It was a derivative of Prozac.
Oh, really?
So, and what's Prozac for? Prozac is an antidepressant, mood enhancer, so to speak. So, basically, they were telling women indirectly that you're just moody. So, here's an antidepressant for you, and go about your business.
It sounds like the times when all the people that were defining what women's health was about were all men.
Right.
Like, women weren't even a part of the conversation.
And that's why they get to go through a thing called menopause, where they take a pause from men.
Well, this is another great conversation, Doc Rick. We need to take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the Alternative Healthcare Network.com. When we get back, I want to finish this show with a few more questions about the things that happen to your heart, the things you can do to help your heart, and what we can do as a nation to improve our health overall.
Absolutely. But please listen to this commercial from our generous sponsor. You're listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Do you have health concerns? Are you or a loved one struggling with a health condition that has you worried? Worried it might get worse? Worried you will never be able to do the things you love anymore? Worried your life is slowly slipping away? Do you have a chronic pain condition? Do you have a specific health concern? Do you have concerns about your child's health? Do you want to learn about health and wellness? If you said yes to any of these questions, you need to go to spineboy.com. Spineboy.com is your information center for all your health concerns and how to restore and improve your health to its highest level. Spineboy.com has over 1,000 articles on different health concerns. Spineboy.com will inform you about your health concerns and what you can do without all the harmful medications and invasive surgeries. If you would like to restore and improve your health, go to spineboy.com. 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 Naturally.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you are listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. We're located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park. That is in Pooler, Georgia. We're in Suite 404 of Building 400. If you want to get a hold of me, the best way to do that is to call my cell phone directly. I'm okay giving you my cell phone because I want you to connect with me directly. That's area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. Please don't text that phone because it doesn't receive texts, but if you're into that kind of method of communicating, send me an email. My email is docrick@spineboy.com. That's docrick@spineboy.com, and it would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding with the concerns that you have regarding your health. Health is our birthright. Health is what God intended for all of us to express. And when man gets in the way of that, we start to have wonderful things like heart disease. And Mark, you said you had more questions.
Well, you know, the we talked a bit about heart disease and the fact that one of the big problems that affects heart health is the plaquing of the arteries. And there are medications that they're using to help people get rid of the plaquing or deal with the plaquing. And most of those drugs, I believe, are called statins.
Yeah.
But as with everything else, the drugs that you take have other consequences called side effects that can actually do other things to damage your health as you go along.
That's exactly right. When one takes a statin medication to help combat their cholesterol issue, what they're going to do is they're going to suppress their liver so that it doesn't produce cholesterol. But in the process of suppressing the liver, you dysregulate the relationship between the liver and the pancreas. And so the pancreas doesn't have its boss telling it what to do. And so what ends up happening with the pancreas is it creates issues related to sugar metabolism. and the person develops a thing called diabetes. So the chief side effect of taking statin medications is diabetes. Now, it's okay if you get diabetes because we already know how to treat diabetes. We don't know how to fix diabetes, but we know how to treat it. We know how to manage it. So good, we get to manage more than one condition now. We get to manage your cholesterol. We get to manage your diabetes. And, you know, then we got the commercial that talks about the medication that helps with making sure that your diabetes isn't affecting your heart so much. And so good, we got another medication that we could take to help make sure that your diabetes isn't leading to heart disease. When there's a really strong interrelationship between how all of that functions.
And that's what's happening with people that are getting these medicine cabinets filled with different prescription medications.
Right.
So you have one medication to treat the problem, then a medication to treat the results of the side effects of the problem that you had from the first drug, and now you have to take another drug to get the secondary side effects dealt with.
And the challenge is none of it is fixing your problem but creating other problems. So then you got to go in for evaluations and, oh, we looked at your blood chemistry and now you have an elevated this, and so now we got to treat your liver. Or you got an elevated this, so now we got to treat your kidneys.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, and it's just...
It's a cycle.
It's a cycle of minutia.
One of the things that I noticed the other day is that I was, because prescription medications, they're required to put on all the side effects. But then I was listening to a commercial and I realized this is not a prescription medication. This is an over-the-counter medication. And with the over-the-counter medications, they didn't have that requirement to talk about the side effects. So it's not that the side effects aren't there. It's just that they don't no longer have to tell you about them.
Right, because it's generally recognized as safe because it's over-the-counter.
Right.
But it's not necessarily ideal for the body because now you're screwing up your physiology and you're trying to push or pull whatever your circumstances are in an effort to get rid of a symptom that is an indication that you have probably some level of imbalance related to some kind of nutrient deficiency. And if you restore the proper nutrients, then the whole problem can go away and there's no side effects to that other than good health.
Now, along with the nutrient and the health that you can do by improving your diet and getting the right kind of things in your diet and supplements in your diets, one of the things that I know that you deal with in terms of heart health is the fact that it is an energy center. And it's not just that it has this, the job of being the pump. That's the organ itself has
right.
that job. But, you know, in the practice of yoga, they talk about chakras in the body, that there are energy centers of the body. And those energy centers almost all relate to various glands as well.
Right. In the traditional chakra understanding, there's seven chakras. You got three above your heart and three below your heart, and the heart is where they integrate and balance. And that's what the heart is for in the chakra centers. And
mm-hmm.
so when you have a heart center chakra imbalance, there's things that need to be done to restore that. And that can deal with physical manipulation, that can be done with nutrition, that can be done energetically, but ultimately at the end of the day, you need to get the person right with what goes on between their
mm-hmm.
ears that's causing them to feel, for lack of a better term, heartbroken.
Right. And one of the things that that I've been doing reading in preparation for this show was that the three chakras that are above, which have to do with the ability to communicate and thinking, and then the three that are lower in your body, which have to do with the emotional qualities, but that the heart is the place where where you have feelings. So when you have the feelings that permeate your whole being, where you get maybe you get goosebumps from hearing a song or something, or somebody you feel somebody that you meet, or somebody you have a strong feeling for them, that those feelings that are physiological feelings are all governed there by the heart, and that it's really important, as you say, that's because that is the balance point for everything. So
correct.
And in that regard, being able to deal with that aspect of your heart health becomes a very important aspect of treating your overall health.
Absolutely, treating your overall health. And so it's about maintaining balance energetically between your three upper chakras and your three lower chakras, and making sure that those are all properly communicated and lined up. So your base chakra, which is down at the tip of your tailbone, counterbalance to that is your crown chakra.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, your second chakra, which is where your creativity center is,
mm-hmm.
is you know, about 6 inches above the end of your tailbone. That's where the reproductive organs are, specifically with women, and that's where the testicles descended down from.
Mm-hmm.
That counterbalances with your pineal chakra. Okay, pineal pituitary chakra. Okay, and then you got your throat chakra, which is your ability to speak your truth, which is counterbalanced by your third chakra, which is your esteem center. So mm-hmm. when you feel good about yourself, you'll probably speak your truth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you keep those two balanced, okay? And visually creating versus physically creating down in the lower part, and then again connected to source energy versus connected to Gaia or Mother Earth. So all the chakras, they need to all be balanced and functioning the way that they're supposed to. And that's one of the things that we do in the office on a regular basis for lots of people. They come in and they're just not grounded properly.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to get the energy to pull down all the way into their feet kind of thing. And
right.
It's interesting. Once we get them to be grounded, then they just feel so much more solid and so much better in their body.
It's so much. Yeah, it is an important feeling. Now, one of the things that has to do with having good heart health, I mean, there are very basic things that we talk about all the time. One of those things would be getting the proper amount of exercise.
Absolutely. And the type of exercise that you get is directly going to strengthen your heart or is directly going to weaken your heart. If you exercise aerobically, which is in a particular heart rate zone for your fitness levels and mm-hmm. your health, then anything after 20 minutes, you're going to be building heart health. You're going to be burning fat for fuel. You're going to be consuming sodium as the primary electrolyte, and you're going to be increasing a person's health. Okay, if you're higher than that level or lower than that specific level for aerobic health, you're going to be working out anaerobically. Anaerobically basically uses potassium as a primary fuel source. It's short bursts of energy for short periods of time. And what you're doing with that is you're burning sugar for fuel as opposed to burning fat for fuel.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you work out aerobically and you're burning fat for fuel and you're using up the sodium for the energy transfer and all of that within the system, you're burning fat for fuel. And when you burn fat for fuel, Mark, fat has 9 calories per gram, whereas sugar has 4 calories per gram. So if you wanted to put the right fuel in your car to go the farthest, you want to go 9 miles per gallon or 4 miles per gallon?
Exactly, yeah.
So when you're burning fat for fuel, you're 225% more energetic or more efficient than if you were burning sugar. So getting people to exercise aerobically, specific to their health and their age and their fitness level,
mm-hmm.
makes all the difference between burning fat for fuel and being healthy and strengthening your heart versus burning sugar for fuel and depleting your B vitamins and causing you to have heart issues.
Mm-hmm. Now, another thing that would be important for you would be proper sleep.
Sleep is important because your body needs to recycle and your body needs to reset itself. And it's supposed to happen during sleep, but we have over 70 million Americans who don't get enough proper sleep. And they're taking some kind of drug cocktail in order to help them sleep, or they're abusing alcohol or you know, different other types of recreational drugs in order to get them to relax. And that tells me that you got a sympathetic overload and a parasympathetic deficiency. And so mm-hmm. we want to switch that order so that you can have a parasympathetic, normal parasympathetic, which should be roughly 90% of your day, and roughly 5 to 10% of your day should be in alarm mode.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Water. Drinking enough water has to be important for your heart health.
It is, because when you have enough water in your system, then your blood has a tendency to function the way that it's supposed to. When you become dehydrated, your blood is going to stagnate, and you're going to get what's known as a rouleau effect, where the blood cells pile up on each other, and instead of going through individually and carrying things around as individuals and little tiny taxi cabs, okay, now you're driving around with freight trains or big buses or whatever, and it's harder to take a big bus or a freight train and go around a short corner, whereas a single taxi cab mm-hmm. can handle that pretty well.
Well, this has been a great conversation, Doc Rick. We're about out of time for today's show, but as always, it's been extremely informative, and I think the thing that people can really walk away from was in that first segment when we talked very simply about what you need to do in order to have a healthy heart, and it's not that complicated.
No, it's not. And so I want to thank the listener for tuning in. If you want to listen to this show again, you can go to thealternativehealthcarenetwork.com. Click on, past radio shows, whether it's the Hudson Valley or whether it's Savannah area, and just click on the link and get that done to the best of your ability. And when you have questions, listen as many times as you want. And when you have questions, please give me a call because I want to answer your questions. So I want to thank you for tuning in. Tune back in next week, same health time, same health station. This is Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center saying, I look forward to supporting you when your health matters.
What started out as a headache has become a pain in the butt. What was just an itchy finger now is a swollen foot. Doctor, I've been out of breath and I've never walked up a hill. Avoid all diet and exercise, I'd rather give you a pill. The thing is, there might be some side effects. You mean there probably will? Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, 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 on top of that. And then he showed me his bill. I popped another pill.